Homeward Bound, August 15. Duty of the Church. If you instruct the brethren in these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 4, verse 6. The Holy Spirit is the breath of spiritual life in the soul. The impartation of the Spirit is the impartation of the life of Christ. It imbues the receiver with the attributes of Christ. Only those who are thus taught of God, those who possess the inward working of the Spirit, and in whose life the Christ life is manifested, are to stand as representatives to minister in behalf of the Church. "Whosoever sins ye remit," said Christ, "they are remitted, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained." Christ here gives no liberty for anyone to pass judgment upon others. In the Sermon on the Mount, he forbade this. It is the prerogative of God. But on the Church, in its organized capacity, he places a responsibility for the individual members. Toward those who fall into sin, the Church has a duty to warn, to instruct, and if possible, to restore. "Reprove, rebuke, exhort," the Lord says, "with all longsuffering and doctrine." Deal faithfully with wrongdoing. Warn every soul that is in danger. Leave none to deceive themselves. Call sin by its right name. Declare what God has said in regard to lying, Sabbath breaking, stealing, idolatry, and every other evil. They which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. If they persist in sin, the judgment you have declared from God's word is pronounced upon them in heaven. In choosing to sin, they disown Christ. The Church must show that she does not sanction their deeds, or she herself dishonors her Lord. She must say about sin what God says about it. She must deal with it as God directs, and her action is ratified in heaven. Anyone who despises the authority of the Church despises the authority of Christ himself. But there is a brighter side to the picture. "Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted." Let this thought be kept uppermost. In labor for the erring, let every eye be directed to Christ. Let the repentance of the sinner be accepted by the Church with grateful hearts. Let the repenting one be led out from the darkness of unbelief into the light of faith and righteousness. Let his trembling hand be placed in the loving hand of Jesus. Such a remission is ratified in heaven. The Desire of Ages, pages 805 and 806.